Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today, well, I'm going to jump over a little bit, but our first one is going to come from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 14. And this is part of Paul's final greetings to the church at Colossae. And he says this in verse 14, Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Now, if that name means anything to you, it means something to you because of another verse that mentions his name as part of Paul's final greetings. In the last book that he wrote, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, this is Paul writing to Timothy, and he says, Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. And the point of our devotional today is that the ending matters. This is why I can't watch TV shows. Not because I'm morally against them or anything. Other than to say, I hate investing my time in something that I know I'm just not going to like as much. Shows start out with a great premise and interesting characters and a world, and then it gets picked up for two more seasons, and now the story that they originally wanted to tell has to get padded out so that they can come up with more content. And invariably, the quality just drops, and then they have to figure out a way to tie all these loose ends together, and it just never feels satisfying to me. Talk to anyone who invested however many seasons of their life into Lost, and everyone hated the ending of that show. And the same thing is true for our lives. The ending matters. It's why it's hard to talk about the legacy of someone like Ravi Zacharias, who, heavens, I couldn't fathom the number of people who were led to the Lord or strengthened in their faith because of that man's ministry. But we get to the end of his life and realize that at some point, who knows when, he fell off living a life of genuine faith. And the ending falls apart and ruined a lot of the good work that he did because of the way that his life ended. And this person, Demas, who we know very little about other than these two verses, at one point, he was a important, involved member of Paul's traveling group, going to different churches, encouraging, teaching, training up elders, doing miracles, writing letters. Imagine being alive during the time and being involved, much less involved in the ministry of Paul as he is through the Holy Spirit and with others building up the Gentile church that has led to us, to me and you, knowing Jesus. And yet, when push comes to shove, when it's the end, coming to the ends of Paul's life, there are people who fall away. And why? Because they loved the world more than they loved Jesus. They had an earthly perspective more than a heavenly perspective. Come to find out, Scripture talks a lot about the way that we end our lives. Matthew 24, verse 13 says, But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Hebrews chapter 3, Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. Now, this is not saying that we earn our salvation by keeping faith to the end, but that genuine saving faith will endure. It will endure. And then the author of Hebrews gives an example. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? Right? All of these people saw the miracles of God. And with whom he was provoked for 40 years, was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Demas loved the world. He believed that message more than he believed the message that Paul was sharing, that Jesus had taught. So genuine saving faith is that kind of faith that will endure to the end. Well, how do we do it? How do we assure as much as possible that our faith is genuine, that it endures to the end? Well, we see the agent in some of these passages that talk about how this happens. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Or Philippians 1:6, another famous verse. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. So how do we assure ourselves that our faith is genuine and will endure to the end? How do we not become a Demas? Well, we don't. But God does, and God can, and God will. So our role to play is that we lean into our relationship with the Lord, that we take these warnings in Scripture seriously, that genuine saving faith is a faith that endures to the end. And we get as close to this God as we can, trusting that he will be the one that will continue to grow our faith, continue to bring about our salvation. As it says later in the book of Philippians, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling, it makes we take it seriously. We take God's word seriously. We take his promises and his warnings seriously. And we work it out with fear and trembling. Next verse, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The warnings in Scripture are there for our benefit, and they are to drive us closer to our relationship with the Lord. We want to be those who persevere. We want to be those who continue with the Lord's work, and we see him come through time and time again, and he brings us into glory one day with him forever. So let us not be a Demas. Let us be a Timothy who continues on in the faith because we have rested in our faith in Jesus Christ and in his work in our lives. God, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for these stories. We thank you for these lessons, for your promises, and for your commands to us. So, Lord, help us to live them out. Help us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it is you who works in our lives, that you will be the one who will be faithful to complete the work that you have started in us. We praise you for that. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, and your power in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.